This morning, I want to move into the message portion of our release the Word of God into our midst. And I want to ask you some questions just a question, really. I got a word in my just a word. It's quotient. You know what a quotient is? A quotient is a number that results from the division, right? In mathematics, it's a quotient. It's really the word quotient means how many times. Just the word means how many times. So we can call that how many times 9 divided by 3. How many times does 3 go into 9? It's called the quotient, would be 3, right? So it's the quotient. It's how many times. But also we see the word quotient is a scale. How many times on the scale? A scale indicating the amount or degree or level of something. And maybe you have never heard really of the word quotient, or maybe that's just not in your category or your vocabulary for this past week. And maybe it's the first time you're being reminded of it, or maybe it's the first time you heard it. But I think you heard it referred to before as just simply Q, because it is the Q in IQ. It's the intelligent quotient. How on a scale indicating the amount or degree or level of your intelligence. Now, it's your intelligent quotient. It's your IQ. And if you've ever taken an IQ test before, you know that the next slide is going to show us. Here you are they've lopped people together, okay? If you're 85 to 114, you're kind of the average dude, and so forth and so on. I've taken IQ tests before, and just to report to you, I'm happy that Jesus calls me the light of the world. Because the test doesn't show that I'm too bright. But Jesus says I'm bright. So at least I'm above average and bright. Everyone who knows Christ is at least above average and bright. But intelligent quotient. There's also in today's world, and I like to study this stuff alongside of the scripture, and it's called EQ. It's your emotional quotient. It's how stable you are. And even in business today, it's more measured even maybe than IQ. Because EQ, it doesn't really matter how smart you are. If you're kind of unstable, you're volatile. There's a lot of smart people who are not too stable, and they cause great havoc in our world. It's not that they're not intelligent. Their emotions are not stable. So they have a test for your EQ. And just to report to you, I have never taken that, nor do I plan on it. But your IQ, your intelligent quotient, and your EQ, your emotional quotient, and an average EQ ranges somewhere between 90 and 100, with a perfect being 160. But then as I study this information, as I study this statement comes out in one way or another. It comes out kind of over and over. A high IQ and a strong EQ are insufficient if not occupied by a value-based wisdom. If you can't marry, it's insufficient. If you have an high IQ, and even if you have a high EQ, if you don't have a WQ, you're kind of messed up still. You need this wisdom quotient. You need wisdom in your life. And I find it interesting that there is no test for wisdom quotient. You can measure someone's intelligence, and you might even be able to measure their emotional stability, but their wisdom is played out in life. And only as we play it out in life, and only as we live our lives, and only as we walk it out, do we get at the end of our life, and that guy had wisdom. He had wisdom because he walked it out. Wisdom supersedes even an intelligence. Wisdom supersedes even emotional stability. Wisdom supersedes those things. The wisdom, the ability to make sensible choices. This is the definition. The ability to make sensible choices which are demonstrated through our actions. A sensible choice that's demonstrated through our walk. The practical ability of managing life. And I've often referred to it as the best path to the best end. It's wisdom. Intelligence, okay. It doesn't matter where you fall on this scale. You can have wisdom. Emotional stability, okay. It doesn't really matter right now where you fall. You can have wisdom. Will wisdom stabilize our emotions? Sure will. Will wisdom give us wisdom and looks like intelligence? Certainly. But intelligence and emotional stability don't produce wisdom. Wisdom will produce other things in our life. He said you need wisdom. So where does this wisdom come from? This wisdom seems to play such a key role in life. Even the world recognizes that we need wisdom. We need the best path to the best end. We need the ability to make sensible choices. We need the ability to walk out our choices. Of these quality choices. The right choices. Wisdom is a key player in life. It seems to supersede IQ and EQ. Where does this wisdom come from? Where is this thing that's so valuable? Where does it come from? And if I want to read Aristotle, which I have sometimes, I understand a portion of what he says. Not really. I just read what other people say about him, and I understand what they're saying. But Aristotle says this in 350 B.C., knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. I said, whoa. Socrates says this, unless you want to really bug your professor, then you call him Socrates. Redneck from Tioga County. That's not Socrates. That's Socrates. He says the beginning of wisdom is the definition of terms. Okay. So it's either knowing myself or knowing the terms, the definition of the terms that I'm in the middle of or that I'm around. If I can define all the terms that are around me, I would have wisdom. Or if I can know myself at a deeper level, I can have wisdom because it is the beginning of all wisdom. I'm not saying those things aren't important. I'm just asking, that's a pretty bold statement that they're the beginning of wisdom. This is where you start to get this wisdom that supersedes IQ, that supersedes EQ, this WQ that's so powerful. I just got to know myself better. Dude, I've spent some time knowing myself. I don't really like myself. Or I got to spend time understanding all the terms around me. Or a wise man a few hundred years before these two guys said this. Push the button, please. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So either I have to have this knowledge of myself, this knowledge of these terms, or knowledge and this relationship with God. To get this entity, this WQQ, this wisdom quotient in my life, to be able to have the best path to the best end, to know the best path to the best end, and walk out the best path to the best end. So either I got to know myself, I got to know the terms, or I got to know God. Now, I'm not saying not understanding myself isn't part of the journey along that way. But we're talking about the beginning. Where do I start with this WQ? Where do I start with this thing that's so valuable in my life that it supersedes IQ and EQ? Even the world says it supersedes those things. So I'm going to go with Solomon. That this relationship with God is going to produce this fear, this reverence, this reverent relationship with God is going to open up this wisdom that's so valuable to me. That will guide me through this life, that will enable me to walk out this life successfully. Listen, we could stand up here and I could say, hey, come on up here and tell me something unwise you did. And I could ask every one of you to come up here. Some of you are a little more unwise than others, I get that. And I would be one of those guys. And this is what I did, and this is what I did. We have all kinds of examples of unwise choices. and how we walk those out and how we're still walking those out. I want more wise choices in my life, and I got to understand myself. I don't think so, not to start. I got to understand all the terms before I can get wisdom. Maybe that'll come along. I need this relationship with God so I can start down this trail of wisdom, so I can have this wisdom that'll enable me to know the best path and know the best end and know how to get there. I think that's where I'm going. God is the beginning of wisdom. God is the wisdom. We just sang the word that really jumped out of me in that last song we sang about his wisdom. Of course, I know what I'm going to preach on here, and it was like 30 seconds from there, and all of a sudden I heard, wisdom! I was like, oh, God, I heard that one. Do you want it? Do you want wisdom? Are you tired of walking in the ditch? Are you tired of walking in the mud? Are you tired of rocking the wrong way? Are you tired of paying for your mistakes? Are you tired for doing that? Then get in line with God, he said. Get in line with me. Watch what I can do. It doesn't matter what your IQ is. Frankly, it doesn't even matter what your EQ is. You can be off your rocker. He doesn't care. He said, I'll give you a WQ that'll be out of this world. I'll give you a wisdom that's going to knock your socks off. James 1:5 says this, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God. See, James agrees with Solomon. Now, James, written probably, you know, he learned that probably in 30 or 40 A.D., so a thousand years later after Solomon, he realized, no, wait a minute, if I'm going to know, if I lack wisdom, I'm not going to ask myself. And if I lack wisdom, I'm not going to ask the dictionary. I'm going to ask God, because wisdom comes from God. I think James agrees with Solomon. So he said, do you want wisdom? You should ask God. Because God is the giver of wisdom. Look what he says. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God. And frankly, it doesn't matter if you're 12, 14, 16, 18, 85, 104. It doesn't really matter. Wisdom still comes from God. And young people, I get so tired of he's sowing or she's sowing her wild oats. Just so you know, a guy 56 years old, your wild oats grow. So get connected with God's wisdom now. So you can walk it out in your life. And your testimony can say, I turned 16. I started to seek God for wisdom. And all of a sudden, whoa, man, I'm walking with God. And I can't believe where God's taking me. I can't believe the insight he's given me. I can't believe I'm not terribly smart. And sometimes I'm not terribly stable. But God has given me a WQ that's out of this world. Do you want wisdom? James did. So much so that he wrote it down for you and I to know that we can ask God for wisdom. God dispenses this wisdom. Look what he said. We're going to get to Proverbs 8 here in real quick, but look what 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says. If any of you have a dispute with another, dare he take him before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the saints? That doesn't make any sense to me, he said. You're taking people to court? You're taking each other to court instead of to the saints? The courts don't have the heavenly wisdom that the believer can have. And he goes on to say, do you not know? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? We can go back to Revelation. We can read that some other time. And if you are to judge the world, don't you think you're not competent to judge the trivial cases in your world? Don't you think you can figure it out? Don't you think you can know the best path to the best end? Don't you know that God gives wisdom? Don't you know that God pours wisdom into the saints? Don't you know that the saints have a higher WQ than anyone else in this world? Don't you know the potential? Look what he goes on to say. Do you not know that we will judge angels? We can go to Revelation and study that another time. But how much more the things of this life! Exclamation point! Don't you know how to do love? Don't you know God's doing something? Don't you know as a saint you have this connection with God? Don't you know that God gives wisdom? Don't you know that God gives insight of how to get the best path to the best end? Why would you go elsewhere rather than God? It says you have this ability to make sensible choices and that are going to be demonstrated through your actions. You have the things of this life. You know, you're going to know. You're just going to know that you know that you know. You're going to know it and you know her because God's given you a high WQ. Yeah, maybe you're not that smart and maybe you're not that stable sometimes, but wow, your WQ can be off the charts. You have the ability to know you know that? That you have the ability to know. You have the ability to know. God says, my saints have abilities that are out of this world. You have the ability to know. It's called wisdom. I can give you the best path to the best end, and I can help you walk that out. Because I am the giver of wisdom, and you need wisdom. You need wisdom. Someday you're going to stand in high courts, and you're going to be the jury on the angels for crying out loud. And you're going to make choices and decisions because you're going to have the wisdom of God when it comes to that angel stuff. And you know what? You can have it now. You have it now, he said. Why wait to use it then? Why don't you use it now? You have wisdom. You have the ability to have wisdom to make the judgment calls that you need to make. You can know the best path to the best end. True wisdom is given to the saints. Hear me again. True wisdom is given to the saints. It's no wonder they can't measure WQ. It's because they would have to say, are you a believer in Jesus Christ? And if you say no, you start off at like a negative 400. He said, I'm going to give wisdom to the saints. Look what Solomon asked for in 1 Kings. Look what he asked for. So give your servant a discerning heart. Give your servant wisdom. Give your servant the ability, the servant the ability to discern what is right, true, and fair, and just. Give your servant wisdom. Why? To govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. I need you, God. I need you, God. I need you, Solomon says. And God gave him wisdom that was out of this world. Did he always use it? No. Is God going to give you wisdom and then force you to use it and to twist your arm until you cry uncle and you will do it? No. Can you have wisdom from God and still act stupid? Yes. But God says, I'll give it to you if you'll ask. If you'll ask, I will give it to you. I will give you something that supersedes your IQ, that supersedes your EQ. I will give you something that will help you and enable you to know the best path to the best end, to make the right judgments and to walk them out, to make the right calls and walk them out in your life. I'll give you that. It doesn't matter where you've been up to this moment. It doesn't matter what your past is up to this moment. It doesn't matter how foolish you've been in the past. It doesn't matter. I'm asking you today, do you want my wisdom? His mercies are new every day, every morning. They're new every single morning. He said, I'll give you it today. Don't let the enemy beat you up for past stupid choices. God's asking us today, can I give you wisdom? Will you take this wisdom? Can I pour it into you? Can I enable you to know the best path to the best end? Can I give you something that only I can give you? Can I pour it into you in the here and the now? Can I give you wisdom? Proverbs 8 is where I want to go this morning. We got to the message now. God gives wisdom. Saints receive wisdom. Saints utilize wisdom. Life is impacted. God gives wisdom. It's a square circle. God gives it. I receive it. I utilize it. Life is altered. Life is impacted. And then God gives more. I was at a training session a few years ago, and there was 10 or 12 or 15 of us in this room, and the guy that was speaking, he was sharing on wisdom. Do you want the wisdom of God? Do you want that? I don't want to remember else what he said other than, do you want the wisdom of God? Are you tired of making some bad choices? Do you want the wisdom of God? And I was a pastor at the time. I said, boy, I could use that. And I can remember saying, it's me. He said, I want you, whoever wants the wisdom of God, I want you to come up here to this altar, and I want you to kneel down at this altar, and I want you to ask God for that wisdom. And I went up to that altar. I might have been the only one at the altar, and two guys that I knew, they come up and they followed me up. And one put his hand on one of my shoulders, and the other one put a hand on my other shoulders, and they began to pray. And I began to pray. And I was asking God for God to pour his wisdom into me and pour his wisdom into me. And then a few moments later, when I got done praying, I stood up and I shook their hand. I said, thank you so much, but I got one question. And I had their hands in my hand. I said, who had their hand on my head? Because whoever was touching my head, something was happening in my head. I could feel the hand on my head. I just want to tell you right now, that's a powerful hand. You got something from God. You got something from God that's doing something in my life right now. And both of them said, neither one of us had our hands on your head. I said, somebody did. I'm telling you, when you start asking for wisdom, God will give it. And he'll pour it into you, and you'll receive it, and you can utilize it, and life will be impacted, and God will give you some more, and some more, and some more, and you'll receive it, and you'll receive it. Will it make you smarter? I don't know. Well, it'll make you wiser. Will it make you more stable? Perhaps, but it'll make you wiser. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to give it to the saints and give it to the saints. Stop thinking that anyone else on this earth, all your horizontal, it's all substandard to what I can do in your life. And you're out trying to find the best path to the best end in this world. You're searching. You're hunting the wrong stuff, dog. You're hunting the wrong stuff. You need to hunt me. And watch what I'll do. Proverbs 8 says this, wisdom is talking. It says, I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. I said, that's a pretty bold statement. Wisdom says, you want to know, you want some of me? You want some of me? I guess if you're, you know, you can do that with your chest. I want some of me, you know. But the wisdom says, you want some of me? You're going to know. You want me? You're going to know what I am. I'm going to tell you right up front what I am. I live with prudence. So you don't get me without prudence, he says. You don't get me without this prudence, this awareness of what is right and practical. You're going to get wisdom, but it's going to be practical because I live with practical. I, wisdom, live with practical. I live with the right prudence. I live with the right way. I live with that. You're going to get the right way. When you get me, you're going to get the right way. And wisdom goes on this talk here in the next few verses. He says, I possess knowledge and I just possess discretion. I possess knowledge. I possess the information and the facts and the ideas and the truth and the principles. I own those. I have a copyright on those. I own those things. I live with prudence and I own knowledge. And I own discretion. And I own discretion means tact and insight and skill. Don't you just, that's just beautiful. I own practical ways. I live with practicality. I'm not thinking, you're not going to get something that's not going to be applied to this life because I live with practicalness. I live with a practical way. and I live with ideas, and I live with insights, and I live with knowledge. And I own knowledge, and I own discretion. I own the skill to walk this out. All that being dispensed. Listen, all of that being dispensed into the saints. God says, I'll dispense it into you. If anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask. God says, I'll put that into you. God, my IQ is not that great. He said, that has nothing to do with it. God, I'm a little unstable this morning. That has nothing to do with it. Do you want wisdom? And I live with prudence, and I own knowledge, and I own discretion. All that being poured into the saints, the thinking of the saints is being altered. Ideas and truth and awareness and skill and information and discernment and choosability. Choosability is now yours. So what's wisdom going to do? Number one, wisdom's going to alter our thinking. You're going to think differently. And you may think differently than everyone else around you. In your workplace, you might think differently. But listen, wisdom is not done. Look what else it's going to do. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I, who's talking? Wisdom. I hate pride. Oh. I hate pride and arrogance and evil behavior and perverse speech. And I hate those things. Pride and arrogance are not wisdom. You got to know you can be prideful and you can be arrogant. You can be the loudest voice and the biggest mouth in the room. That doesn't mean you have wisdom. It means you're arrogant and you're prideful. Just so you know, wisdom says, I don't live with those things. You're going to take out pride and arrogance, you're going to have to lead me back. Because I do not ride with pride. I do not ride with arrogance. I ride with knowledge. And I ride with discretion. And I ride with prudence. But I don't ride with evil ways. I don't ride with evil ways. Oh, IQ. Oh, yeah. They'll ride with evil ways. But wisdom does not ride with evil ways. You want what I got? He said, you want some of me? Wisdom does not dwell with pride. Wisdom does not partner with evil behavior. Hatching a spiteful, mean, and cruel plan is not wisdom. Wisdom is not made known through yours or mine perverse speech. Words of deceit is not wisdom, and words of manipulation is not wisdom, and words that can cut down is not wisdom, because wisdom does not ride with those things. So number two, wisdom cleanses our hearts. See, God's not only going to pour it into your head, He's pouring it into you. He's pouring it, and it's running down through your very soul. He said, the old way is not going to be you. The old you, you can stop talking about the old you, because the old you is going to go out the back door. The new you is going to come in, because I don't ride with the old you. I ride with the new you. And I'll do some amazing things with the new you. But you may have to leave the old you back. Because I don't ride with that, and I want to give you wisdom. God says, I want to give you wisdom. Will you let me pour wisdom into you? It's going to alter your thinking, and it's going to cleanse your heart. Look at verse 14 of Proverbs 8. Counsel and sound judgment are mine, wisdom says. I have understanding and power. Woo. Wisdom owns counsel. Wisdom owns advice. Wisdom owns sound judgment. Wisdom owns the firm and reliable choices of life. He owns them. It owns them. And God says, I'll give you what owns those sound judgments. Are you tired of making bad choices? Will you start asking me? Will you start spending time just seeking me for wisdom? Am I going to pour it into your head all at the time? Just my own experience. He did not pour it all into my head at one time. But he gave me enough to know that he means business. Sound judgment is his. Understanding, what's the ability to see and explain, is wisdom's. And power, you know what the word power means? It means strength and might, but it also means bravery. Don't you love that? That wisdom gives you bravery. Amen. Because if you're not, you don't have bravery, how are you going to walk this out? How are you going to walk out the best path to the best end if you don't have courage, if you aren't brave, if you don't have bravery? Wisdom said, hey, God, I own that too. I'll give you that. Wisdom, number three, wisdom empowers our advice. I have sent people around this state to Christian counselors that forgot to ask God for wisdom because their counsel is stupid. And evil. And completely against the Word of God. Being Christian doesn't mean you give good advice. Being Christian means you have access to God, who will pour wisdom into you, who will give you the ability to have sound judgment and the bravery to walk it out. And He'll empower your advice to others and to your children. And to their children, you don't have to wait till you're old to be a wise old grandfather. You don't have to have white hair. God said you just gotta ask. By me, wisdom says, kings reign and rulers make laws that are just. By me, princes govern and all nobles who rule the earth. By me, things are changed. Listen, you know what that means? By me, things on this earth are changed. I will change the environment. Wisdom talking. I will change the environment. I will enable you to reign, to lead and direct others. I will enable you to oversee or to govern. I will enable you to, I love that, to make laws that are just. That word means to engrave laws that don't have to be changed. God says you'll have understanding that you won't have to root out later. You'll have understanding and you'll have insight in your life that you will not have to erase later. You can engrave it now because it's never going to change because it's wisdom and it's from me, God said. And you can etch it in stone. And you'll have it for a lifetime. I'm going to give you that ability. I'm going to give you that ability. Look at verse 17. Or wisdom grows our abilities. Wisdom grows our abilities. Will it grow your IQ? Not so much. Will it grow your EQ? Maybe. Will it do something to your WQ off the charts? And just so you know, if I can have one of those three things this morning, I'm going with WQ. Because the other two doesn't mean that I'll have the best path to the best end. Verse 17 says this. Hang on, we're almost there. I love those who love me. Wisdom is talking. And those who seek me, find me. What's the prerequisite of getting wisdom? Seek it. Oh, you got to be so old. Nope. You got to be mad. Nope. You got to be, nope. You got to have some racial tent. Nope. You got to be yellow? Nope. You got to be black? Nope. You got to be white? Nope. You got to be 18? No. You got to be older than 12? No. You got to be younger than 80? No. You got to seek it. You got to seek it. You want it, he said. Seek it. Ask me. God said, ask me and I'm going to give you this wisdom. I am not partial. Wisdom is impartial. Push the button. Wisdom is impartial. Are you with me this morning? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what our world is trying to tell us who supersedes who. That's not God. It's not God. Because who gets wisdom? There's those who seek. I don't care who you are, he said. You want it, I'll give it to you. Will you seek me? And will you love me? So that I can continue to pour it into your life? Because I'm not partial. Because God is the equal opportunity wisdom giver. Verse 18 and 19 says this. With me are riches. Again, wisdom is talking. With me are riches and honor and enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. And what I yield surpasses choice silver. You're never going to get anything better in this world, he said. That's what he's saying there. I'll give you riches, which are temporary stuff. Oh, you're going to have the ability to make choices, and you're going to make better choices financially. You're going to make better choices with your house. You're going to make better choices with your car. I've been looking for a truck, and I sold red, and I'm still mourning over that. So don't make a big deal of it. But and so I look on Facebook in the marketplace, and I see this guy has a truck for sale. And the three or four pictures that he has of his truck for sale are, one, he's stuck in the mud. The other, he's got a motorcycle dirt bike on the back. And another one, the truck is completely covered with mud. And another one, it's like sitting up on this high embankment, kind of all twisted over sideways. I said, check that one off. I don't want that truck. Because that may make your truck look tough, but your truck is about done. Because you have made some very poor choices with your truck. And you're not going to sell me that truck. I want a truck that you've made wise choices with. And God said, I want to give you stuff. I want to give you abilities. I want to let you know that you can be wise with what I've given you. You can treat your grandmother. You can treat your mom and your dad. You're going to treat your wallet. You're going to treat your home. You're going to treat your truck. You're going to treat it. You're going to just have wisdom. You're going to know. Oh, does that take all the fun out of life? I don't think so. I think that's just beginning of the fun of life. Wisdom is profitable. Let me finish with this. I walk. This is wisdom talking again. I walk, wisdom. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. I fill them up. You know what that means to me? Wisdom is unlimited. Are you with me this morning? Wisdom alters our thinking. Wisdom cleanses our heart. Wisdom empowers our advice. Wisdom grows our abilities. Wisdom is impartial. Wisdom is profitable, and wisdom is unlimited. So James says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask. Do you want wisdom this morning? Or do you think you've got to check a few more boxes in your life before you get it? Do you believe this morning that if you seek it, it'll show up in your life? Do you want it this morning? Do you want it? We just sang the song, Open Up the Floodgates. I'm going to pray with my eyes open, so don't close your eyes. God, I'm asking in the name of